You're coming to the River Cree July 12th, and you're joining me to talk about it. So thank you for that. I was reading over your bio that they've got on the River Cree website. You're well known in the Indigenous community. You're an actor, you're a rapper, you're a man of many hats. Does one sort of influence the other?
Life influences all that. You know, if I'm going through a tough patch in life, you know, you might hear about the songs. Lately, I think my songs have been a lot more uplifting because I've just really been focusing on family and being healthy. It feels weird because, you know, I've been in the industry for so many years. It's like, I'm almost now starting to become, like, I don't want to say it, but like a legacy type of artist, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be pulling out a lot of old songs that people want to hear.
So you're going to be playing the favorites?
Yeah, some of the old songs that people have been asking for me to play, and I haven't had a chance to play them. So I'm going to be pulling a lot of those out, and I'm excited because Edmonton has always been so good to me. I love Edmonton. Some of my best memories as a performer were in Edmonton. The people there are great. You know, I have like a lot of family and friends there, and it's going
to
be dope.
Well, we're excited to have you here and bring you back. Now, we just celebrated National Indigenous Peoples Day, and June is National Indigenous History Month. Talk to me a little bit about celebrating the day in the month. What does that mean to you?
It's good that we have our day. You know, out in Haida Gwaii, where I live now, it seems like they recognize it, like every day is Haida Day here, right? Because they never signed any treaties. But it's a step in the right direction that we have our one day and like a piece of the month. We share the month with a couple other groups, but it's a lot better than not having anything, right? So we're working our way there, and things are getting better, I think. Like, I always have positive outlook on life, and things used to be a lot worse, like let's say like in the 20s and the 30s, even all the way up until like well beyond, you know, like talking about residential school and 60 scoop and stuff like that. But now you see all these dope native TikTokers, these native rappers, rock groups, actors, directors. There's so much going on, and it's just like a big movement, and I feel very proud to be part of that.
You're one of the top 25 Canadian rappers of all time, and that's a huge accomplishment. And you did it after having a troubled past. Was your music part of what helped you to get through to where you are today?
100% it is. There was a time when I was playing the victim, feeling sorry for myself. Why this? Why that? You know, but I wanted to be a victor, and that's the bottom line. And, you know, as I put out music and I started to travel and meet different people and got to experience different cultures, even going like art museums and meeting different people, I started to change my outlook on life and realize there's so much to live for, no matter how poor you are, no matter how hard life is, no matter what you've seen, there's something better. But you know, when you're like a teenager or you're a young adult, you think that your whole world's like that one week or that one day or that one month. But if you stay positive and healthy and keep living good, there's like ups and downs. You know, even when I was chopping it up with Kevin Costner in Utah, that's what he told me. He's like, you know, there's ups and downs in any industry or any field you're in. So you just got to keep your family close, because when things are going down, if you have your family close, you'll be fine.
You mentioned Kevin Costner. You know, you've worked with a lot of people. Who's someone that you haven't worked with yet, but you'd really love to?
You know, you got me. You know who I really, really like a lot for just making a song? I really like Leon Bridges. I think we'd be able to do something real cool. Like, just something that could reach a lot of audiences. I think Leon Bridges is like the most unique singer that's out right now. You know, The Weeknd's my homeboy, right? Like, it was my homeboy. We used to be very, very close for a period in my life. And it'd be nice to work with him, you know, make some cool pop music.
Okay, we're going to put it out there in the universe. We're going to make it happen.
Well, hey, Larry.
You know, you've done so much. You've accomplished so much. What's something that you've done that really has meant a lot to you?
Well, I'd say there's two things. Like, obviously, first is changing my life around, having a family, living healthy, like life-wise. But career-wise, you know, I've become close friends with Taylor Sheridan, the guy who created the Yellowstone universe. And he made so many of my dreams come true, because, you know, being on TV and like on the radio, that's awesome. You know, those are definitely goals for myself, and I reached those. But I've always been like kind of like a movie nerd, you know, just I like watching series and movies. So when I seen myself on some of my favorite TV shows, I heard myself on them and different series I like or movies I like, that was like something I was like yeah. I remember when Wind River was out, I went to the movie theater with a couple of my homies. I sat all the way till the very end so I could see my name on the credits.
That's awesome.
It felt good though. Yeah, it felt real good.
Well, River Cree, July 12th, have you got a party planned for us?
It's gonna be a good time, and no one wants to miss that one. We might do some pop-ups before, you know, some meet and greets.
Okay.
We get to Edmonton, that's what we're planning on doing. Just want to meet and connect with as many people as we can.
All right. Well, keep watching our website. We'll have all the details there, as well as the link to get the tickets, ravenradio.ca. Joey, it was so much fun. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, big love.